Christian Music Broadcasters presents the teleconference Talk to Her Now Before She Says Later with Beth Bacall. Feel free to download the PDF supplement to this call by visiting our website at cmbonline.org/teleconferences. And now, Beth Bacall.
Hi, I'm Beth Bacall. Thank you. I know your time is valuable, and I really hope that the information you take away from our time today is going to be something you can implement today at your radio stations. I'm going to give you some tools that aren't going to cost you a penny that you can start using today, tonight, first thing in the morning. This is titled Talk to Her Now Before She Says Later, just like the now and later candy. Women love to talk, but they don't always love to listen to a lot of talk. That is one of the main points I want to make. We're going to discuss this infamous 25 to 54-year-old female that we all have some name for. I tend to call her Sybil because there's so many different types of women. How do you possibly talk to her during a little 10-second break? Much love to all the air talent listening. You all are so, so important. Personality radio is what's going to win, first of all, on radio, but it's going to absolutely be what makes you stand out in contemporary Christian radio. Do not throw away those 10-second breaks. Do not throw away those 6-second breaks. There are so much meat that you can throw into that because the attention span is just as short to the people you are speaking to on a regular basis. You have a 10-second intro out there, the brand new song from Building 429, Where I Belong. You've got a couple of choices when you're just looking at that. First of all, where you're going to add it, how you're going to add it, where it should come into rotation. You all know how to do that. But when you get that 10 seconds, how are you going to relate to a woman? Are you going to say 104.7 The Fish with new music from Building 429? Sure. If you want to start that way, you can. Or you can say, wow, here's something fresh popping up just like those strawberries in the produce section. The latest from Building 429, Where I Belong on the Fish. Challenge yourself with what you have. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of some businesses that have done that I think we can learn from. Smart businesses. Shane Holmes, it's a Canadian builder. During the height of the time when the housing market was great, for some reason Shane Holmes, they weren't doing very well, so they had this brilliant idea to get a group of women together to say, hey, why aren't you buying our houses? And these women were brutally honest. I encourage all of you to find women that will be brutally honest with you and about your product. So Shane Holmes got a bunch of women and they said, you know, your pantries are really small. Why are you calling my laundry room a mud room or connecting them together because it's clean and dirty at once? We don't want that. And Shane ended up listening to all of these women. First, the revolutionary idea was that they got women who were the main purchasers in their market to talk to them to begin with. But then the real revolutionary part is that they not only listened, but that they actually built the homes as per the specifications that the women were saying they wanted. I think we get a lot of ideas. I think we get a lot of feedback. I think we know who our Becky, our Kathy, our Linda, our Angela is. But then what happens after we kind of get everybody in one room at one time, draw this little picture, write down how many times she goes out for fast food? What happens after that? We've got to stay connected with her daily, seasonally, month to month, not just yearly when the consultant's in town. Women are going to earn more money than men if current trends continue by the year 2028. Home Depot, Lowe's, Sears, Best Buy, all these major companies have tailored their campaigns towards women, and they're working even harder towards trying to get them because that's who's spending the money. This is all stuff we know. The woman rules the roost, so to speak. However, there's still a connection in the family where you can't disrespect the man. By the way, Shane Holmes, after they started this listening group, they kept listening to these women every single month, and their revenue doubled within 4 years. Crave parties, if you have my outline. What's a crave party? Oh, well, there's a woman in Seattle that said, I am so busy, I don't have time to go out with my girlfriend. She decides to throw together these parties that include shopping, bonding, and professional networking. Her tagline was, "Everything you crave under one roof." These parties are now in every city and they sell out. They sell out like crazy. They started attracting the younger woman, 20 to 30 year olds, but then they ended up bringing their moms and their mom's friends. So now this is one of the leading sellers. You should see if they're in your cities. Leading sellers of entertainment for women. And this group attracts women 30 to 50 year olds regularly because they're tailored to women's interests. BeJane.com. BeJane.com. It's an online community that another woman said, all these DIY projects are happening on TV. All these women are wanting to redo their homes. The recession has left us broke. We're do-it-yourselfers. How do we do it? Guess what? This is one of the most well-produced, most sought-after websites because it tells a woman how to do it in a way that doesn't make her feel less than. SavvyAunt.com. We have a huge community of women that are loving on other people's children, that are working, they're not married, they're not having a problem with this, but they love loving on kids. They love loving on either their family's kids or kids that they kind of adopt into their own life and they call themselves their aunts. SavvyAunt.com, again, one of the highest used websites. It's a club that is inclusive of all women who love kids and want the very best for them. It's the goodness of that site. Check out those sites, and then you'll see why. It's like The View. What makes The View great? On television, it's a one-hour TV program because you're getting all these different views from all these different women for 1 hour, but it still translates through the whole show. Many times you hear a programmer say, I'd love to have The View for a morning show. The truth is you need The View 24 hours a day on your radio station. You need to filter in all these different pieces in and out, again, without disrespecting the man. How does this translate to radio? These are examples of companies that are constantly treading the water with the women, not just quick hits, not just calling her a soccer mom, not just assuming it's the same. One of the best websites. Hello, promotion directors listening. You're awesome. You're amazing. You really are the ones that show who we are. SheEconomy.com. If you know SheEconomy.com, you know that you are really tapped in to what's happening with everything this woman is seeing. It's the media super active website. And no disrespect, but the current headline on there is, when marketing or speaking to a woman, don't be a man. Ask for directions. And what that means is, got to be speaking to these women, not just on the phone during your show. She review. We've got this picture of this woman that we want to be connecting with. Hopefully you do have pictures up in your studio. I know it sounds trite. Might even sound a little silly, but you gotta be able to place a face or two or three or four or five or six for jocks to kind of look at and remember, because we get caught in different zones when we're on the air. We get distracted. We have lots of different thoughts. But if you can give a visual as well as all the written word, that's a way to up your game. Just don't not do it. Maybe it might not work for everybody. I think it works. As you're looking at your She review, check in with your church people. Check in with the people in your community to give you an idea of what's happening. You're the biggest church, but you're serving other churches. The recent statistic I got from North Point here in Atlanta is that families are making it to church approximately twice a month, more so during the school year. The online viewing for church has increased 60% in the last 2 years. What are we doing with that prototype that we created maybe 2 years ago? Is she going to church every week? Is she going online for her church? Are you her church? What does this woman want to hear? What does any woman want to hear? Tell her she's beautiful. What does she want to hear? It's about the value. She wants to hear something that's going to make her feel. She wants something that's going to make her feel better, hopeful. She wants something that's going to make her feel relief. Whitney Houston is a really good example of an opportunity for our specific format to really show the value of our Christian community. There's so much gossip going on about that, so much stuff, so many different avenues to take. But at the end of the day, if your listener heard you talk about Whitney Houston, which you had to mention her. It was too big not to. If your listener heard you present that in a way that was non-judgmental, filled with love, hope, peace, prayer for the child, now maybe today children left behind and the family, score, home run. If you had people going, thanks for reminding me that this was how I was supposed to respond to this, or thanks for showing me the value in that, great, kudos, pat yourself on the back. She wants to hear things that will make her encouraged and to remind her that she's not alone. She needs ideas that are going to spark hope. She needs ideas on ways that she can hold on. Now, what will she hear? What will she hear? How do you break through the clutter? How do you really get to her? We'll get to PPM in a minute. Whether you're a com or a non-com, we live in a PPM world now, and actually that's going to work to our advantage if we learn discipline. But first, let's talk about the value. What she hears is the value your station consistently brings to her. Consistently. If you've got to make sure your vocabulary and your focus stays on who she is and how you're making her feel. If you're talking about something uncomfortable, really think about how you're going to talk about it. Don't make her feel uncomfortable. I've done numerous focus groups within the last few years. Every time I get panels of women, when I ask them all the same question, what do you value most? They all say their family, their relationship with God, their families, what's happening with my family. But who is their family? That's the other piece of the puzzle. Are they all raising toddlers and they know the latest diaper? Some of them, their families are their dogs. Some of them, their families are their parents and they're taking care of them and their teenager who's pregnant. Who are their families? How do you just tap into the value of the family without making her feel like she's out of place because she doesn't have a baby? She might not be able to have a baby. How her family is doing, what they are doing, where they are doing it, what to do, how to do it cheaply. One of the number one testing responses on what a woman wants are suggestions, ways and places and things to do within budget with her family over the weekend. She wants weekend suggestions. Free and frugal Fridays are a good thing. Equipping her with options. Family planners, places your station's going to be, places she can go. Options for, again, all ages, all family groups. When we're looking at this demo, we're kind of curious what they're spending their money on. It's also a good place to get sales leads should you be a commercial radio station. Where can you get specific tailored information to find this out? myopenwallet.blogspot or myopenwallet.blogspot.com. Almost every different city has got women who are telling you what they're spending their money on, and they're writing about it. Log on. Find out where she's spending her money and where she's at. What you're trying to really represent throughout your entire day parts is how she's sharing her life with you with your microphone. There are some mistakes I want to avoid you from trying to make. I think they're common mistakes that we do make. But when you're marketing and talking to a woman on the air, talk directly to her. Talk to her. But the best way to speak to her is to take the time to understand her first. It's a relationship. Don't think women think the same as men. They don't. They're way too emotional for that. Don't attempt to pigeonhole a woman by her age. It's not so much about her age, and women aren't so touchy about their age. It's her life stage. Where is she? What life stage? There are a lot of women who are in their 40s, whose kids are off to college, and they're having a good time. A lot of people who are 40 years old who are having their first baby, what stage of life is she in? Age does not dictate that anymore. And speaking about age, do not underestimate the power of the more mature boomer woman. She is incredibly loyal. She's got some money and she's got some life to live. And you know what, really most importantly, what I'm finding out just even within my last 6 months, don't forget to have some fun. Do not forget that fun. Women want to have fun, and boy, if you can show her that or give her that or tell her how to do that or encourage that, it's a win all over the place. A couple of terms you may hear, a couple of terms you may want to know about, sham and wham. Sham, stay-at-home mom. Wham, work-at-home mom. And man, today the stay-at-home mom is enormous. There are about 10 million women-owned work-at-home businesses now in the United States. Hello, do you think they want to stream your radio station? Do you think they know how to stream your radio station? Do they like your website? Really got to work into all of this now because there's so many women who are at home because the desire for family flexibility is their number one reason for wanting that. Over 90% of the moms are saying, we want to stay home. It's acceptable now. It's okay. And they're blogging about it too. They want you to know about it. You want to read about moms who are working at home? Mombloggersclub.com. Mombloggersclub.com. It is commonplace, even respectable now. And these at-home businesses, they used to be real arts and craftsy or maybe cooking-oriented, but they're not anymore. Now they're about web design. There's attorneys. There's marketing people, social media coaches, you name it. Women are working at home, making good money, raising their family, and they should be streaming your radio station. Listen Live should be huge on your website so they can do it easily. You should encourage them on the air. And if you're at home working, make sure they're listening to you while they're working because that's what they're doing. It wasn't acceptable before to even say that you're a work-at-home, stay-at-home mom. Now, that's what women are looking for because they want to be there with their family if they can. The landscape has changed. Work versus staying at home, now it's what work can I do from home? Women love flexibility. That's why it's also very hard to consider her a 9-to-5 worker. She's not. They also rule the internet. Don't ignore her time spent on the internet, but what part of the internet? This is also key. What part of the internet is she really going towards? She's shopping. Facebook is big. Posts involving scripture on Facebook are getting the most hits also. They are the majority of the users. But be careful because we are in such a communicative field that we tend to lean towards all the new media. And she gets there. She'll get there. But yesterday I was having lunch with a record company, and they were saying how all their artists are so great about Twitter. Oh, so-and-so Twitters at least 50 times a day and da-da-da. And I asked all the women at the table, I'm like, how many of you have Twitter accounts? And they all said they did. And I'm like, how many people checked Twitter today? Not one of them did. And there was five women there. Not one of them did. We kind of get there after a while, but we like Facebook and we like your website. And if she's streaming you, knowing that that's what she should be doing when she's home working, you're going to connect with her even more. Some recent research, when it comes to this PPM stuff that we're floating and swimming in, I found very interesting, thanks to Brian Thomas at CBS FM in New York. They just did this big research study just to see what's up with PPM, the advantages and the disadvantages. And for you who are in a commercial and a non-commercial station, we've got the disadvantage that we're not on in major stores. CCR radio, it's just not the go-to. We don't get that advantage of being on in the familiar. More CCR radio was found in thrift stores, church offices, some medical buildings, and Christian bookstores. But the advantage that they found in this research for CCR radio was that the in-car listening, especially the in-car alone time listening, in-car listening, alone time during a hard time listening, was huge. The effect, along with the time spent listening. It does make sense, as our format's job is to spread the love of Jesus and also is to bring hope. But also, time spent listening inside the car is what is so key and crucial in what we're going towards. How are we going to do that? What's the best way you can use people in your hallway? What can you do with what you have? Well, I've got some suggestions. I think you really need to align your team. So many of us are wearing so many different hats. You've got the ministry hat, you've got the fundraising hat, you've got your on-air hat, you've got a print record logs hat. It's busy, no doubt. Really prioritize and ask yourself, when was the last time you sat and listened to a full hour of your radio station and just absorbed it and really listened to how the flow went and the content went, instead of just getting quick hits and then trying to make it to a meeting? Are you coaching within your four walls consistently, day to day, or just once in a while? Is your on-air product getting the right attention? Is it getting enough attention? Or is it the first thing that's going to get voice tracked because something else has to happen? You've got to commit to communicating daily, and it starts with your morning show. Starts first thing in the morning with your morning show. The morning show should not be a separate entity from your station. It should be the starting point to an amazing day. And you've got some tools, three C's, and it's all surrounding. Who's the coach? Who's the Girardi on your team? Ha ha, you're all muted, so I can use a Yankee reference. Who's your coach? And then you got to work from there. You've got to work down. Morning show starts with an email to a distribution list to your entire radio station. What happened on the show? And hopefully something really meaningful happens every day on that show, more than one thing. Who'd they hear from? What businesses maybe did they hear that could be on? It could be a sales lead. Lead the way. What were the hot topics of the day? There is a difference between the woman that we're marketing to along with your woman. Your woman, based in your community, wherever you're broadcasting to, is different than the generic soccer mom that Ford is trying to make a TV commercial to. And the more entrenched in your community you can be, the better she's going to feel. So you got to start with the coach. Who's the coach? Push that information from the morning show throughout the entire radio station so everyone knows, so that everybody can represent. Because you even need to have, you know, everybody from your front desk receptionist know what's going on the air to the next jock, to whoever's handling overnights, to whoever might be coming in and voice tracking, because that's the only option you can do for another day part. Everyone should know what's happening with your radio station and be able to relate it whenever anybody asks them a question. And then you push towards the midday, and then they add on what happened onto their show and what was the most compelling thing and what their hot topics were that day, or what phone call hit or send a phone call. Push it throughout the day till the end of the day. Sales, promotion, everybody should get it. Listen, connect into it if they have something to add to it. And these are all these ideas that we've spoken about, but are we doing them? Can you do this? Can you do this every day? Not just start it today because, oh, this sounds good and we're going to make this work tomorrow. It's got to be that really do it stuff. You got to commit. You've got to really commit to making sure the stuff that you don't get lazy with it, that every day it's bright and crisp and that you move it forward and that people stay connected. When the inside of your radio station is that connected, it's going to connect on the air and out in public too. And if the inside of your radio station is not as connected as you want it to be, call Paul Martin and do one of those personality tests so everybody knows who everybody's dealing with. consistently. Consistency is the second C. The first one's commitment, the second one's consistency. You've got to do this every day. Over the weekend, you can do a little weekend version, but know what's up, especially in your community and especially within the nation. And then communication. There's no bad idea. It's brainstorming, too, if people tag on into it. It's up to whoever's on the air to kind of filter through what works, what doesn't work, and what they need to present. If you commit to communicating daily, you start with that email, you push it through all the day parts, you move it through your radio station, you're going to have a good idea what's happening within your community and within your nation, and definitely what's going out on your air. Your hallway is paved with content. You've got women that are working there, hopefully in the office or on the air or in the different departments, men, wives, volunteers. If you're part of a church, you've got other connections there. You may have interns. Get them together, not just once. Get together before every month happens and see what's on their calendar. What's happening in your community, not just graduations. Make sure the people who don't have kids know what the school calendar is about. Make sure that you understand what the big walkathon is that's going to be happening soon, or what's going to affect your community, or what has affected your community, and how you need to come alongside and help or share the value of your radio station. Utilize who you have and what you have before you spend anything. Have meetings just like they did with the Shane Holmes. Make it somebody's responsibility. Delegate to make sure this happens. Do a mom squad. Mom Squad, the Fish in Cleveland, does this great thing on their website where they have connected all of these women together, and they consistently update what's the hot product, what's happening in their towns and in their community. Service your people. If you do this email blog, what can you find out? Things like, a lot of the listeners really want to know what good songs are for special occasions. Do you have something that can help them with that? Do you have something on your website that will say, here's a song if somebody's getting married. These are good songs that we recommend for sweet 16s or for graduations or for baptisms. These are all ideas and all ways that you can implement on that website that should also be just as researched, because you're online streaming and the people that are listening are diving in to check you out online just as well. Air checking your talent regularly, not just once a month. And do spend the money on developing talent if you have it, if you can. There are some wonderful consultants and talent coaches that will come right alongside of you and help you with the accountability that is really needed, especially when we're dealing with God's Word on our radio stations. Thank you very much. I do believe I'm getting the five-minute warning. Lori, I think you want to ask some questions. I will wrap up if you want me to on this end, but I'm getting my five-minute warning. Basically, and just as I wrap it up, I just want you to coach your entire station so you have that consistent thread throughout that shows the value of how important these women are that we're trying to relate to. Thank you. Lori?
Yes. Can you hear me, Beth?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Yes, we do have some questions. First, we'll start out with what types of on-air personalities work best in reaching so many different types of women?
Oh, on-air personalities that work best when trying to reach so many different types of women, the type of personality that's really able to be very real with who they are as well as who they feel that they're talking to, a personality that's not so much afraid to put themselves out there with all their secrets, but speaks to that woman, not at her, speaks to them, and you've heard the whole be their friend, find different ways to really make sure that is happening, and that you also let those other people kind of star. Might be your show, but they are definitely the stars of your show.
Okay, and second question, when it comes to imaging, how often should we be looking to change that up?
Seasonally, at least. That's what's so good about all these women writing all these blogs. You kind of get a feel for as they're moving through. And I know it does depend on what your deal is with your voice guy. Hopefully, if you have an in-house voice guy, it's really nice to keep things not only as fresh as first day of school or it's fire prevention month, stop, drop, and roll, but seasonally, at least. But if you do these monthly meetings, you'll get better ideas as to what's really coming up and happening so you can plan ahead for the graduation season, for the wedding season, for the end of school season, for the first day of summer. You acknowledge that stuff. You're celebrating life with her. She'll love that about you.
All right. Awesome. And what's the best way to break through all the clutter, all of the stuff?
Don't talk too much. PPM actually works in our favor when it comes to quick hits of brilliance is what I call it. Quick blips are what really work best. Boy, if anybody has M-Score, if you've ever done an air check with M-Score, M-Score is a audience reaction tool that a lot of programmers are using to kind of see, as we do tend to program with all these meters out there. What happens when you talk too much, how you can lose a meter. Wow, that's pretty painful. Quick hits of brilliance. Don't talk too much. Make sure the music stars too.
Okay, great. One last question. What online tools should get the most attention? And this is referring to actual tools, but also you mentioned a lot of really cool sites, which, again, just to remind everybody, those are on your outline that everybody should have gotten an email for, and it's also on the website. But what online tools should get the most attention, you think? Because everybody's so busy, their day is just so slammed. So when they're doing show prep, when they're really kind of focusing on trying to be better, what tools would you recommend as far as, like, if they've only got 5-10 minutes, what should they use?
Hey, guys, if you email me, my email's on the website. I'll send you all my notes for this, and that's where you'll find most of these websites that I'm talking about. Not all of them are on the outline. You know what? Just because there's so many, there's a lot of online streaming opportunities, I think, that we can take even more advantage of. Your website and your Facebook page are key right now. They are really key. Those are the – I would just make sure that she's loving your website as much as she's loving your radio station.
Okay, awesome. Definitely feel free to email Beth. Beth, give your email address one more time, please.
Oh, it's so hard, you guys. It's BethBacall@gmail.com. If you email me, I'll send you all my notes. I'll send you all of these. Tag into a couple of blogs. Just like, I read a lot of blogs. I get a lot of magazines. But if you just like find three that really work for you, just kind of follow along. There's lots of women in your area that are doing it. Just a couple of sites. SheEconomy.com is really good for marketing. Yahoo Shine is really a good women's site just to keep you up to date on what she's really thinking about. And then trending topics are at your discretion, but also very key.
This has been a Christian Music Broadcasters teleconference. Talk to her now before she says later with Beth Bacall. Thanks for joining us. Our next teleconference is slated for Wednesday, March 14th at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time. Watch for details via email, our Facebook page, or our website at cmbonline.org.